Today's shiur is Masechet Rosh Hashanah Daf Lamed. We will begin on Daf Chof Tes Amud Beis, the first wide line. We learned yesterday in the Mishnah, Ishchar Beis Hamikdash, after Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, Hiskin Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, made a takana that in every city where there's a bezdin, the shofar should be blown on Shabbos. Tan Rabbanan, Pamachas Chal Rosh Hashanah Lius B'Shabbos, Rosh Hashanah fell once on Shabbos. For you call Aram Wisconsin, and all the cities came to Yavne, the cities surrounding Yavne. Amalem Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai le'ben Mabseira. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai asked Bnei Mabseira, Niska, should we blow the shofar? As Mepharshim explained, even though Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai had said that by Bezdin we blow the shofar, there was a concern as religious observance was getting weaker. Perhaps, even by a Bezdin, they should not blow the shofar, even in such a place, because there's a concern that they may come to carry the shofar. Amalai Nodin. So the Bnei Mabseira said, let's discuss it, let's think about it. Amalhem. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said, let's do it the other way around. Niska v'achkach Nodin. First let's blow the shofar, and then we'll talk. Lach shetaku. So they blew the shofar. Amalai Nodin. So they said, okay, now let's have some deliberation. Amalem kva nishma shofar kerem, nishma kerem b'yavna. We already blew the shofar here in Yavna. Ve'im shivim l'achamaisa. And what's done is done. In other words, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was saying, of course, this daughter, Toryevin, or Chloner, explained the Gemara. Of course, if a Bezna makes an error, so they have to reconsider what they did. There was no error here made. Rather, there was a judgment call. So he said, once, and he wanted very much, they should continue blowing the shofar, even on Shabbos, at least when it's on a Bezdin. And that was what was, that's what stood. Amr Belezer, so Rabbi Elazar said in the Mishnah, Lehiskar Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai el b'Yavna bilvad. The only place Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said that a shofar should be blown is in Yavna. Amrloi, and they said no. Echad Yavna v'echad komakum shesh by Bezdin. Wherever there's a Bezdin, shofar is blown on Shabbos. Amrloi asked the Gemara, Hayna Tana Kama. We already learned at the beginning of the Mishnah that become makom sheyesh by bezdin, wherever there's a bezdin, we blow the shofar in Shabbos. So what's the difference between the Tana Kama and this shita? And says the Gemara, Ikka b'nai beidina dakroi. Says Machlokes Rashi and other Rishonim how to understand this line. Rashi learns like this. Tana Kama said that wherever there's a bezdin, we blow shofar in Shabbos. It makes no difference if it's a permanent bezdin, a temporary bezdin. If there's a bezdin, we could blow the shofar. The other mandama compares the bezdin to the bezdin in Yavna. The bezdin in Yavna was a much more permanent type of bezdin. And he holds only that type of bezdin allows us to blow the shofar on Shabbos. Another type of bezdin would not be enough to allow us to blow the shofar on Shabbos. That's the way Rashi learns. Other Rishonim learn just the opposite. It's the Tana Kama that's only allowing a permanent bezdin, given because it has to be somewhat of permanence, and it's the second shita that says no, we're not going to limit it to a permanent bezdin. We're going to say even a temporary bezdin. Why do they learn that way? So they explain because usually the derech of a mishnah is that the second tana comes to expand above the first tana. So the way Rashi learns it, it's the other way around. Tana Kama is more makel than the second Tana. That's why they prefer that pshat. What is a Beit Din Dakroi? So most Rishonim seem to say that a Bezdin of three individuals, even though it's the minimum size Bezdin, that Tana Kama or the second Tana, no matter what Rishon we hold, holds is enough to be a Bezdin that you could blow the shofar according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai on Shabbos. So we learned, Amr lo echad yavn v'akka kol makom sheyesh by Bezdin, shofar can be blown on Shabbos. Amr Rav Huna. So Rav Huna makes a statement. V'im Bezdin. To be able to blow on Shabbos in front of you have to have im Bezdin. Ask the Gemara, what does Rav Huna mean with this statement of im Bezdin? My v'im Bezdin, what does he mean with saying with this? Says the Gemara, b'fnei Bezdin. Only when they blow in front of the Bezdin itself is it permissible. Lefukish loy b'fnei Bezdin deloy. If you're not blowing right in front of the Bezdin, even though there's a Bezdin in the city, you cannot blow the shofar on Shabbos. And the reason is simple, because we're worried that they shouldn't come to carry. In front of the Bezdin will make sure that that doesn't happen. Masav Rava asks Rava, let's analyze, says Rava, the wording of our Mishnah. Vaidzais Hoshi Yushalayim Yisera Yavna. The Mishnah said Yushalayim had another difference in Yavna that the Mishnah explained, and we'll explain it later in the Shir, that Yushalayim, not only in Yushalayim itself did they blow the Shofar, but in the cities around, what that means we'll see soon, and Yavna only in Yavna itself. But the Gemara focuses on the wording of the Mishnah. Mai v'oidzois. What does the Mishnah mean with the wording v'oidzois? Elam kriktani, if what the Mishnah is coming to teach us is that Yushalayim, we blow in the cities around, and Yavna not, so the Mishnah said, zois mi b'olei. This is the difference between Yushalayim and all other cities. Elam kriktani, zois mi b'olei. It should have been just said the word zois. The Mishnah, by using the word v'oidzois, says the Gemara, means that there's another difference that maybe is not stated explicitly in the Mishnah, but is there. So, what is the difference? We now have established that besides the difference stated explicitly in the Mishnah between Yerushalayim and Yavna, there's another difference. What is it? Ella, says the Gemara, the Yerushalayim taikim yichidim. Perhaps we'll say that in Yerushalayim, even individuals could blow the shofar. Ubiyavna ain't talking yechidim. Only the shliach bezdin could blow the shofar. No individuals. Ask the Gemara, is that true? Ubiyavna ain't talking yechidim. Could individuals not blow the shofar? The kiosk of Yitzchak by Yosef, omek misayim shluch the tzibur to kiyah biyavna. When the shliach tzibur finished, the batukeya finished blowing the shofar in Yavna, lo shoma inish kol unei mikolet kiyah yichidai. Nobody could hear themselves think or hear anything, because there was such a loud sound of the shofar being blown. So we see that individuals blow shofar. Makes Tosfos a point, a very important point. Tosfos says, the Gemara says here, the first about Tokeya blew the shofar, and after the Tokeya blows the shofar, everybody else blew. Says Tosfos, we're talking about Shabbos. On Shabbos, we're not allowed to blow a shofar really on Shabbos, it's under very limited conditions. Says Tosfos, anyone who already was Mekayim, mitzvahs tekiyah shofar, has no right to blow the shofar. Who are we referring to here? So the way Tosfos and the Mefarshim explain Tosfos, say, there were a lot of people that came to the Beis Din in Yavna, and not everybody could hear the shofar. All those people who were in the Beis Din but could not hear the shofar blowing of the Baal Tekiyah would blow themselves. However, what do we see here? That the difference between Yerushalayim and Yavna is not that in Yerushalayim Yechidim can blow and in Yavna not, because here we see that in Yavna also Yechidim can blow. What is the difference? Elalav, the Yerushalayim toikim bein bezman bezdin, bein shaloi bezman bezdin. In Yerushalayim they blew the shofar both when bezdin is in session and when bezdin is not in session. Ube Yavna, and in Yavna bezman bezdin in, they only blew shofar when Bezdin is in session. Shloi b'zman Bezdin loy. Ha b'zman Bezdin. But what are we explaining now? Mir toiken. When Bezdin is in session, the latter blow. Vafil shloi b'fnei Bezdin. Even when Bezdin, even not in the presence of Bezdin. So that's a kash on Rav Huna. Rav Huna said that in Yavna we could only blow in front of the Bezdin. So Mefarshim just say, what's Zman Bezdin? Zman Bezdin is Til Chatzois. Bezdin was in session Til Chatzois. Mefarshim also make another question. On Yontif, there's no Bezdin. Bezdin is not in session on Yontif. So they say that although Bezdin wasn't in session to Paskin in Tyrus, Bezdin did come to Bezdin. Because on Yontif, people also have Shilas. And they had to be there, available, to answer the Shilas. So, right now, the way we're explaining the Mishnah is that the difference between Yavna and Yerushalayim is that Yavna we blow only when Bezdin is in session, and Yerushalayim we blow even when Bezdin is not in session. But it doesn't have to be in front of Bezdin. Yet Rav Huna, top line of this Amud, said that we only blow in front of Bezdin. Says the Gemara, no. What the Mishnah means to say is, Dilab Yerushalayim toikim beim b'fnei Bezdin shem b'shloi b'fnei Bezdin. In Yerushalayim we could blow both in front of the Bezdin and not. Over Yavna, b'fnei Bezdin in, shlo b'fnei Bezdin loy. So as the Rashba explains the Gemara, it's a little difficult to understand this Gemara. First, the Gemara says that the difference between Yavne and Yerushalayim is regarding the time of Beis Din. And then has a question, Rav Huna. Then the Gemara says, no, you know what it means? It means Bifnei Beis Din. What was the Havamina? What was the Maskana? So Rashba explains, in the Havamina, the Gemara felt it was difficult to say that in Yavne, they're only blowing in front of Beis Din. Why? Because we learned a moment ago that in Yavne, the Yechidim blew. If Yechidim are blowing, why would they blow in front of Beis Din? So that's why the Gemara thought that it must be that you're allowed to blow even Shlev Bifnei Beis Din. Then the Gemara says, no, it's not a proof. It could be Yechidim blew, but where did those Yechidim blow the Shofar? Strictly, Bifnei Beis Din, as Rav Huna taught us. Ikka d'masna l'had Rav Huna ha. Some learned Rav Huna's din regarding the following halacha. The ksiv, v'yayim kippurim taviru shayfer b'kol artzachem. On Yom Kippur, we have to blow the shayfer. Melamed, shekol yachir v'yachit chayiv l'tkaya. Every individual is mechuyiv to blow the shayfer on Yom Kippur. On Yom Kippur of Yovel. Now, there's a very important point that the Sefer Chinuch makes here. We discussed as recently as in the previous year. On Rosh Hashanah, the chiyuv to hear tekiyah shofar is not a chiyuv to blow the shofar, it's a chiyuv to hear tekiyah shofar. As the Rambam says, by hearing the tekiyah shofar, we come to do tshuva. On Yovel, the chiyuv is a different chiyuv. There's not a chiyuv to hear the tekiyah shofar, there's a chiyuv to blow the shofar, because that was the way we were notifying everyone that now it's Yovel, and the servants go home, and the fields go back to the original owners. And we actually see this in the Lashon HaGemara. Here the Gemara says, the Chiyuv is not the Shmiya, the Chiyuv is not the listening, the Chiyuv is the Tekiya, the blowing. Am Rav Huna, and again here Rav Huna makes the statement, Vim Beis Din. Tori Evan has a discussion where Rav Huna is limiting this Tekiya Shofar on Yom Kippur, of Yovel. Is he limiting it strictly on Yom Kippur that comes out on Shabbos? Because Shabbos is stricter than a regular Yom Kippur. Or is Rav Huna making the statement regarding Yom Kippur always? Since in Yom Kippur you now do Malacha, so Rav Huna is saying, yes, the Torah tells us we're blowing the Shofar, but we're going to blow the Shofar only in Beis Din. Am Rav Huna v'im Beis Din. So Rav Huna says, in Beis Din. Ask the Gemara, my v'im Beis Din. What does Rav Huna mean to say v'im Beis Din? Is not Bisman Beis Din. When Beis Din is in session, Lefuki Shloibiman Beis Din, when Beis Din is not in session, Deloy. So Rishonim ask an obvious question. Rav Huna said the same three words, on top of Amid and here. He said the words in Beis Din. On top of Amid, how did we explain in Beis Din? Bifnei Beis Din, in front of Beis Din. Over here, how is the Gemara explaining in Beis Din? Bisman Beis Din. When Beis Din is in session. Why does the Gemara teach the same words differently? So Rishonim say a beautiful pshat. The pasuk regarding blowing shofar on Yovel said, we just read the pasuk, Taviru shofar b'chol artzachem. So the Torah is telling us that the shofar should be blown everywhere. Rav Huna, explained to Rishonim, cannot be saying just the opposite of what the pasuk tells us to do. The pasuk tells us b'chol artzachem, blow the shofar everywhere. Rav Huna is going to tell no, only b'fnei Beis Din. He wouldn't do that. That's why the Gemara says im Beis Din doesn't mean b'fnei Beis Din. He's not limiting the where. He's only limiting b'zman Beis Din. He's limiting the when. Masav Rava asks Rava, is that true? It says in a brisa, tchias Rosh Hashanah v'yovel, doiches Shabbos begvulin. Both blowing the shofar Rosh Hashanah and yovel. Override Shabbos, even outside the Beis HaMikdash, with the Raisa. Ishu Beisai. And the Braisa adds the words Ishu Beisai. My Ishu Beisai. What is, ask the Gemara, what does the Braisa mean with those words? Ilem Ish V'ishtai, that a husband is obligated to make sure that his wife hears the shofar. Ask the Gemara, it's a mechuyva. Is a woman mechuyv to hear the shofar? For mitzvah saseishas magramahu. We know the shofar is a mitzvah saseishas magrama. It's dependent on a specific time. And the rule is, the chum mitzvah saseishas magrama, noshim b'turis. El lav, ish b'beisai. A person can blow the shofar on yovel, even in his home, v'filu, loy b'zman bezdin. Even not b'zman bezdin. So we see contrary to Rav Huna. Says the Gemara, loy. Means bisman bezdin. When the Gemara is saying, when the Brais is saying that you blow at home on Yoivil, yes, you could blow at home. But it has to be when bezdin is in session. Ask Toysfis, but this isn't this Brais contrary to what we learned on Tapir Ahmed. Here it's saying that in Rosh Hashanah, you could blow at home. On the Tapir Ahmed, we learned that Rav Huna said that Rosh Hashanah, you could only blow bifnei bezdin. Answers Taisus, this line of Ish Bebeisai is only referring to Yovel. Yovel Ish Bebeisai. Rosh Hashanah will only be Bifnei Bezdin. Master Rav Sheshes, ask Rav Sheshes another question. We go back to the Mishnah we learned on Daf Chov Vav Amabeis. Shaval Yovel Rosh Hashanah, Yovel and Rosh Hashanah have the same din L'tkia, the way we blow the Shaifel, L'brachas and the Shemana Esrei. Elish, Yovel Taikin, Dame Bezdin, Shekitchus, a Chaydish. Yovel, we blow the Shaifer on Shabbos, both in a Bezdin that's Makadish to Chaydish, on Bain Bezdin, Shalai Kitzur Chaydish. The Kol Chayv, the Choyoch, the Yoch Chayv with Koya. And again, this seems to say, like we learned before, that the Chiv of blowing Shaifer on Yovel is different than the Chiv on Rosh Hashanah. Of Rosh Hashanah, Loya Taikin, El Bezdin, Shekitchus, Bas, a Chaydish. Then Kol Yoch, the Yoch Chayv with Koya. Ask the Gemara, what does that mean? My enkel yachav yachad chayv with kaya. What does the brisa mean with these words? Ilam the yovel toikin yichidim doesn't mean that on yovel individuals blow. Or Rosh Hashanah ain toikin yichidim. On Rosh Hashanah only we could hear shayfer when Rosh Hashanah is on Shabbos from about tokeya. So we learned on Tapan Amid not like that. Because we cast Rav Yitzchak by Yosef, Amakav Masayim Shlich the Tzibur to Kiyasa by Yavna, when the Baal Tekei would finish blowing the Shofar in Yavna, L'shame Inish Kol Unei, nobody could hear himself stink, Mikol Tekei the Yichidai, from all the individuals blowing Shofar. Ella, what must be the difference that the Brice is referring to? Deal by Yoivel Taikim Beim Bezman Bezdin Bein Shleim Bezman Bezdin. Yoivel, we could blow the Shofar even when Bezdin is not in session. Of Rosh Hashanah, Bezman Bezdin in, Shleim Bezdin Loi. Rosh Hashanah, we could only blow when Bezdin is in session. However, Ketanim is, B'Yovel, how are we explaining Yovel? Bein Bezman Bezdin, Bein Shleim Bezman Bezdin. That we could blow Shofar even when Bezdin is not in session. I, Rav Huna, said that we only on Yovel blow the Shofar when Bezdin is in session. Loi. Loi Lem Bein Bezman Bezdin. Yovel too, we could only blow the Shofar when Bezdin is in session. When Bezdin is in session on Yovel, if Bezdin is in session, we're not limited to blowing the Shofar at home. In Bezdin, we could blow it even at home. Rosh Hashanah, the Bezman Bezdin, it has to be when Bezdin is in session, and Bifnei Bezdin in front of Bezdin. If Menami, Amr Rav Chiba Gamda, Amr Rav Yosef Ben Shmuel, Amr Rav Yosef Ein Toikin, Ela Kolz Man Shebezdin Yoishvin. Taisus explains what the Gemara means to say here, that on Rosh Hashanah, we have to have two rules. Number one, Bezdin has to be in session, and has to be Bifnei Bezdin. On Yovel, Bezdin, it has to be Bezdin in session, but it doesn't have to be in front of the Bezdin. By Rav Zeira, ask Rav Zeira this question. Ninaru Lamoid, if they decided to get up, V'loim Amdu, Bezdin is about to disband, but they did not disband yet. Bezdin Yoishim Binin, do we need a Bezdin should be in session? V'ikka. Adim is man Bezdin Binin, we need that when Bezdin is in session, V'lekka. Taiku. So the way Rabbi Chananel explains the Gemara Shailas very nicely. Bezdin has hours. The hours are till 12 o'clock, as we explained earlier. It's 12 o'clock. So usually, 12 o'clock, Bezdin closes up. But certainly, if a Jew comes to ask a Shaila, they're not going to not answer. That's the Bezdin. So now the Gemara's question is like this, explains Rabbeinu Chananel. It's after 12 o'clock, so it's after the Zman Bezdin, but Bezdin happens to still be there answering someone's question. Will that be considered Zman Bezdin? Because Bezdin is actually still in session. Or, since it's after closing time, it's not considered Zman Bezdin anymore. And the Gemara says, Taiku. It's interesting, unfortunately, it's not Negeya, La'loch L'maisa, it's a Machloikus Rambam and Meiri, had it Paskin the Shaila L'kula L'chumra. Void Zayt Zayt Yushalayim Yisera Al Yavna. We learned another difference between Yushalayim and Yavna, that Yushalayim, if it's Roya, if the city next to Yushalayim sees Yushalayim, Pratli Yishavas Panachal. Let's say the other city is very close to Yushalayim, but it's in a valley, so that's why I can't see Yushalayim. They can't blow just because we're blowing in Yerushalayim. Shemas Prat L'Shes Peresh Ahar. That other city could easily see Yerushalayim because it's on top of a mountain, but it's too far away to hear the shofar, can't blow. Kroiva Prat L'Shes Chutzal Tchum. If this other city is outside of Tchum Yerushalayim, it's too far. V'choy Lovoy Prat L'Mafsuk L'Nahara. Here it means it's very close, but there happens to be a river in between this city and Yerushalayim. And Shabbos, you can't pass the river. So even though in Yerushalayim, they're blowing the shofar, and even though this city is so close to Yerushalayim, we can't blow the shofar in that city. Says the Mishnah. There's a pasuk in the Torah. The pasuk says, regarding the mitzvah of lulav, somewhat of a contradictory pasuk. V'lakachtem lechem b'yom harishon, you should take the lulav on the first day. And then it says, v'smachtem lefnei Hashem Elokechem shivat shamim. You take the lulav 7 days. So how do we reconcile that pasuk? So the Gemara Masechta Sukkah says that in the Beis Hamikdash, the obligation is to take the lulav for 7 days. In Chutz Laaretz, the obligation is lekach lechem b'yom rishon, to take the lulav only 1 day. Chutz Lamikdash. Says the Mishnah, b'rishayin ha'ya lulav nitl b'migdash shiva. At the beginning, the lulav was taken in the Migdash 7 days. Here too, as we had yesterday, we have a machloikis Rashi and Rambam. What does Migdash mean? Rashi means Migdash, the base of Migdash proper. The Rambam says Migdash means all of Yerushalayim. Ubedina, outside of the Migdash, the Chiv is only the first day. Mishchar base of Migdash, after the base of Migdash was destroyed, Hiskin Rabbi Yochim Mazakai, She Lulav Nitlum Medina, that the Lulav is taken outside of the base of Migdash for all 7 days, Seichel Migdash. The Rishonim point out, obviously it's not all 7 days, because one of the days is Shabbos. You can't have 7 days without Shabbos, and certainly we don't take the lulav outside of the base of Migdash on Shabbos. The Paiskim discuss an interesting shaila. According to the Rambam, the Migdash is not limited to the base of Migdash. Migdash means Yerushalayim. So what's the din b'zman hazeh? Base of Migdash we don't have, but Yerushalayim we still have. So is there a chiyuv d'oraisa to take the Dalan Minim all 7 days in Yerushalayim, Bizman Hazeh? So some Paiskim say that the Chiv of Yerushalayim depends on the Beis HaMikdash. If there's no Beis HaMikdash, then Yerushalayim has no Chiv. Others say if the wall around Yerushalayim is destroyed, then it's not, doesn't have the Kedusha Yerushalayim. But there are Paiskim that say that even Bizman Hazeh, according to the Rambam, there's a Chiv, Yemekayim and Mitzvah D'Oraisa. We, if we take the lulav, the Dalan Minim, after the first day, it's certainly not more than the Rabbanim. But in, and it has to be the old city of Yerushalayim. If you, according to some Paiskim, if somebody takes the Dalan Minim, even on the other days of Sukkot, in the old city of Yerushalayim, he's Mekayim, a Mitzvah Sei D'Oraisa. The Paiskim say that there's no Chiv for someone to go do this mitzvah. You know, if somebody's in Chutz Laaretz, it's not necessarily a chiyuv for him to go to Yisrael to be mekayim that mitzvah. But if somebody is in the old city of Yerushalayim, he has an opportunity, according to the Rambam, to do a mitzvah d'oraisa that otherwise possibly cannot be done.
If he took it outside the old city, instead of bracha, he goes into the new city.
It's a very good shaila. I certainly wouldn't make a bracha, because according to Rashi, and according even to the Rambam, most places can say it's not relevant. But there are people that even when they're in Yerushalayim, if they don't live in the old city, they go during the day to the Kaisel and they take the Dalaminim. V'sheyoyim anaf kulei asar. Here too, we have a pasuk that's somewhat self-contradictory. We know the halacha is that until the second day of Pesach, Tezayin Nisan, we're not allowed to eat chadash. We're not allowed to eat the new grain. The pasuk says, on one hand, the pasuk says, until you brought the new carbon oimer, then you're allowed to eat the chadash. On the other hand, the pasuk says, ad etzem hayom hazeh. So what is it? Is it the day, or is it the carbon? The answer is, it depends. When the Beis HaMikdash is standing, it depends on the carbon. When the Beis HaMikdash is not standing, so it depends on the day. Rabbi Yochim and Zakkai, as the Gemara will explain it in a moment, made a takana. Now we don't have a Beis HaMikdash. So when do we start eating the Chadash? Tezayin Nisan in the morning. Next year, Mitzvah Shem will have a Beis HaMikdash, and we'll be accustomed to eating Chadash right in the morning, but we're not allowed to eat it next year right in the morning. We have to wait for the carbon. So that's what Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai said, that they don't eat it on Tezayin Nisan, they wait till after Tazayinus and it's passed, not to make a mistake. So there's a beautiful vart. The story goes like this. The Imre Emes had a brother, Rav Moshe Betzalel Alter. He was once in the city Krenitz. Krenitz was like a resort town in Poland. And he met the Brisker Rav. And the Brisker Rav asked him a shayla on this, kasha on this Mishnah. This Mishnah brings down the din of the Lulav and the din of Chodosh. We have the din of the Chodosh, we have the same Mishnah Masechta Menachos. But there the Mishnah doesn't bring down anything about the Dalaminim. So he asked, why Masechta Rosh Hashanah are both of these dinim brought together in one Mishnah, and Masechta Menachos not? So he said, I'm going to tell you a teretz that my brother, the Imre Emes, said. Beautiful teretz. He says, when the Jews heard the first half of this Mishnah, they were very depressed. What Rabbi Yochanan Mezaki said, the Beis HaMikdash is charef. It's destroyed. We don't know when it's going to be rebuilt. Zeichel HaMikdash, what did he say? Take the Dalaminim every day. What was the message he was sending to Klal Yisrael? We're in Golos for the long haul. And we have to make a Zeichel HaMikdash. So Klal Yisrael got very depressed. So right away he said, another takana. Shiyei Yoyim Naaf Kula Aser. Why is Yoyim Naaf Kula Aser? Because Meheiru Yibana Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash is going to be immediately rebuilt. So that was the way he consoled them. But in Masechta Menachos, he only brings this takana. A Meheiru Yibana Beis HaMikdash. There was nothing to console him over, and that's why that Mishnah only mentions one din and not the other din. Says the Gemara. Menolan Davdin and Zeichel HaMikdash. How do we know we make a Zeichel HaMikdash? Damakra, ki ela ruchalach, the pasuk says in Yirmiyah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give us a bandit. O makaseich erpeich num Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will heal our wounds. Kinit chakarlach tzioin. Hu dayush ein lo. Nobody thinks about tzioin. Mechlal de bayid risha. So first of all, I saw that the Mepharshim say the word ela stands for esrig, arava, lulav, hadasim. So it's a zeicher that you have to take the dalin minim, chutz lamikdash. Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, lehalocha lemaisa, based on this Gemara, when his family used to take the Dalin Minim on Sukkos, used to say, you should know when you're doing it Zeich LeMikdash. And have in mind that the reason you're taking the Dalin Minim is Zeich LeMikdash. Just like when we say by the Seder, Kenos Ahilo, Zeich LeMikdash, Zeich LeMikdash Kehilo, it's the same thing. But then I saw beautiful Sfasemis. Sfasemis asks, all of Shas is full of takonis. Gzeiris Chazal. And we don't see that the Gemara asks, Menolon, from where do we make a Gzeiris? That's what Chazal do. Why all of a sudden here is the Gemara looking for a Pasuk? Says the Sfas Emes. We have a problem. Bal Taisif. Midaraisa, we're only supposed to take the Dalaminim in Chutz Loritz one day. Rav Yochanan Zakkai is telling us to take it 7 days. Why isn't it Bal Taisif? Says the Gemara, because the Pasuk tells us to do things. Zeich LeMikdash. And that's why it's not considered Bal Taisif. That's how the Sfasemis answers. Brisker Rav has a different teretz. Brisker Rav says that it should not be viewed as one din. That there's a din that you take the lulav the first day and Chazal expanded it past the first day for another 6 days. That they're not allowed to do. It's Bal Taisif. Mm-hmm. There are two dinim. There's one din of the first day, a mitzvah deraisa, and then there's another din of the next six days of Zeich LeMikdash. Continues the Gemara, B'shei Yoyim Naf Kalo Asar, that entirely Tezai Nissen were not allowed to eat the Chodesh. My Tama, Meheri Yibar Beis HaMikdash, the Beis HaMikdash is going to be soon rebuilt. V'yam Mishtakim Miller Echal Nubi Hayar Mizrach, and they say, last year when we were in Golis, there was no Beis HaMikdash, Aretzim Yoyim Ezeh, we ate right in the morning. Hash to the Ika Omer, now, Hash Shav Nami Nechel, so this year also we'll eat right in the morning. But they won't realize the shtakel have oimer. Last year it was no carbon yet. Heyer mezrach eter. As soon as it's the morning, tezayin nissen, we're allowed to eat the chadash. Hash the dik oimer. But this year, Baruch Hashem, we have the carbon oimer. Oimer matter. And that's why, to avoid this confusion, he says never eat chadash and tezayin seven. Ask the Gemara dim ivni amos. When is this new base of Middash built that we're going to have this problem? Ilema the ivni b'shitzer, that only 16 days in this and the new base of Middash is built. So Mepharshim explain, if the morning of 16 Nisan begins, and there is no Beis HaMikdash, you're allowed to eat the Chodosh. In the course of the day, the new Beis HaMikdash is built, and we're going to bring the carbon, that doesn't change that then. Ela de Ivna B'chameser. It was built on the 15th day of Nisan, Mechatzois Hayom Lahalan, after Chatzois. Says the Mar Lishtanui. So then what's the problem? Dotanan, Haruchoik Mutar Mechatzois Hayom Lahalan, everybody could, when the Beis HaMikdash stood, everybody could be comfortable after Chatzois to know that the Kohanim already brought the new carbon. Lefish Eim Ezdim Betzatzim Boy. The people, the Kohanim Beis HaMikdash weren't lazy. Le'netzrechok, says the Gemara, when was it built? Divna b'chameser, somach l'shkiyas achama. It was built late on the 15th, inami divna b'leila, or the night between the 15th and 16th. And as Rashi explains, there's a very long process involved in preparing the Omer. So the Beis HaMikdash were just built last night. They're not going to be ready by Chatzos. It's going to take them later. That's why, and people should know that they can't eat till the end of Tazayin Nisan. Asks Rashi, famous Rashi. Rashi asks, 15 days of Nisan is Pesach. You can't build a Beis HaMikdash in Pesach, it's Yantif. So Rashi answers that the Beis HaMikdash Shlishi is going to come down from Shemayim completely finished. It's going to come down completely finished, so there's no building involved. So I saw two Vertlach. We say, Kel B'nei, B'nei Beis Chabakarev. We're sitting by the Seder, and we're asking for the Beis HaMikdash to be built. Shantif, it's the Seder, we can't build. So we say, Adihu, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yivna Beis Chabakarev. The third Beis HaMikdash we're not going to build, it's going to be built by Adihu, it's going to be built by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's already built, all he has to do is bring it down. And that's why there's no problem, even on Pesach, to ask Yivna Beis Chabakarev. The Mefarshim say, but isn't there a mitzvah to build the Beis HaMikdash? And we're going to lose that mitzvah, according to this Rashi. So the Maril Diskin says that that's pshat in the tefillah that we say on Yontif. V'hareinu b'binyonoi, v'samcheinu b'tikunoi. What's pshat? Hareinu b'binyonoi. We're not going to have to do any building. We just have to see it. It's going to come down complete. But we want to have the mitzvah binyan Beis HaMikdash. So all we'll have to do is put on the doors. That you're allowed to do in Yontif. Hareinu b'binyonoi. All we have to do is samcheinu b'tikunoi. We just have to make a little finishing touches. So, you do that, you could do after Yontif already. Omer Nachman Yitzchak. Rav Yochanan Zakkai, that says that you can't eat when the Beis HaMikdash is not standing. You can't eat on Tezai Nisan. B'shittas Rav Yehuda Omran. D'omer, ad etzei yom hazeh, at atzmai shel yoyim, until 16 days is over, kusava ad v'ad b'chlal, they have to have the 16th day over. Ask the Gemara, umisav l'kavasei, does Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai agree with Rabbi Yehuda, v'miflik poligalei, he disagrees. The Tanan, the Gemara says, m'sechtas menachas, m'shachar beis HaMikdash, hiskin Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, sheyoyim anaf kulasur. It's only takana, it's not a deraisa. I'm Rabbi Yehuda, what are you saying that's a takana? So Rabbi Yehuda holds it's midoraisa when the Beis HaMikdash is not standing that you have to wait till 16 days are over. From here it seems our Mishnah seems that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai is saying it's only the Rabbanon, and our Gemara now is saying that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai agrees Rabbi Yehuda. Says the Gemara, Hasam Yehuda called it toy. Rabbi Yehuda made an error in understanding Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. He was sover Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai with the Rabbanon Kamar. He, like we, thought that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was only saying mid Rabbanon. Mid the rice, you should be allowed to eat it in the morning, because of takana, wait till the end of the day. V'loihi. But he misunderstood Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Mid the rice, comma. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai meant mid the rice. For hiskin k'tani. Doesn't hiskin mean that it was something that he instituted, that's Rabbanon? Says the Gemara, my hiskin, you know what hiskin means? Darish for hiskin. He took the pasuk in the Torah, that says that etzem yom hazeh, and told us how to understand it properly, that the proper way of understanding is that you have to wait till the day is over, and only then are you allowed to eat the Omer. So the Mefarshim, the Pnei Yeshua says, why is the Gemara so anxious to do this to Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai? The Pashup Shat is that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai is only saying it to Rabbanon. Now we're saying no, he means it midaraisa. What was wrong understanding the Mishnah the simple way? So Pnei Yeshua says, unfortunately, he says, when Chazal make a gzeira, it has to be something that's likely to be a problem. This is a problem that could only happen once. The year the Beis Hamikdash is built. To make Gzeir for something that happens once, Chazal wouldn't do. It must be, it's Midaraisi, he holds that you're not allowed to eat it when the Beis Hamikdash is not standing until Tezayin Nisan is over. Says the Mishnah. We've discussed this subject many times. Rishonayim Mekabel Eretz Chodesh Kol Hayom. It's Rosh Hashanah. It's 30 days in Elul. We start the day considering that it may be Rosh Hashanah. Edom may come and say they saw the new moon. And Pah Machas Nishtar Edom Alavoy. The Edom came late. And the Skalka Levim Bashir. They used to, as the Gemara will explain, by Shachris of Rosh Hashanah, given that in most years they didn't know yet that it's Rosh Hashanah or not, they said the Shachris of that day of the week. By Mincha, we would say the Shir Shal Yom, and that's going to be something we're going to be discussing a lot, of Rosh Hashanah. Here, the Edom had not come, and they brought the Korban Tamid Sheben Abayim. So they didn't know what to do. Hiskinu Shloim Mekabim Alara Mincha. So Chazal said that we only let Edom come, and the Gemara will explain what was the mistake. So they made up that they can't take Edom after Mincha time. Then brought Edom in Mincha Lamala. Even if Edom come, Noigin Oysa Yom Kodesh, that day they considered to be Yontif, because next year they may come earlier, but the real day of Yontif is L'mocha Kodesh. What is considered the first day of Tishrei? The next day. Mishchar Beis HaMikdash, once the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, so this concern is no longer relevant. Hiskin Rav Yochanan Zakkai, Shemekam Edus Kodesh Kol Hayom. They took Edom all day, because there's no concern that they're going to have a problem with the Shir by Mincha, there is no Korban Tamid Sheben Abayim. Tosfos asks, why is the Mishnah concerned about the Shir? Why is the Mishnah not concerned about the Korban Musaf? Once they bring the Korban Tamid, the Halacha is, Allah hashtam kolabonus kulam, you're not allowed to bring Korban Tamid. So why, Korban Musaf. So why are they only worried about the Shir? Why are we now worried about the Korban Musaf? So I saw a few terutzim, a lot of terutzim to this kasha. Tosfos teretz is that since the chiv to bring the Korban Musaf is a chiv deraisa, and a chiv deraisa that's a tzorich rabim, it's the Korban of Yontav Rosh Hashanah, it overrides the isser of not bringing any Korbanos after the Korban Tamid. So even though they already brought the Korban Tamid, under such circumstances they were allowed to be the Korban Musaf. Another teretz that I saw is that the problem was also the Korban Musaf. But the Mishnah is teaching us a tremendous lesson. The Mishnah is teaching us that they had a problem with the Korban Musaf, and that we would understand that because of that, we should not take Edom. That's something everybody should understand. It's such an important Korban. But we would think the Shir Shal Yom, is the Shir Shal Yom so important that because the Edom made a mistake, because the Kohanim, the Levim, as we learn in the Gemara, made a mistake with the Shir Shal Yom, so because of that we make a Takana? The Mishnah is teaching us how important the Kapitel Tehillim is, how important the Shir Shal Yom is. Another teretz I saw is that at the end there was no problem with the Musaf, because it wasn't Rosh Hashanah. So at the end there was no problem with the Musaf. But the Shir Shal Yom, there was a problem, because they ended up not saying any Shir Shal Yom, because they didn't know, is it a weekday, is it Yontif? The Alshech asks a different question. If from here we see how important the Shir Shal Yom of the Korban Tamid Sheben Abayim was, that because of that they made this whole manipulation of our calendar, ask the Alshech, so how come we don't say Shir Shal Yom Mincha? Why don't we say Shir Shal Yom Mincha? So he says, there are a few answers are given. One answer is that the Shir Shal Yom Mincha was only said on Yontif. It wasn't said every day. On a Yontif day they said Shir Shal Yom Mincha. Another teretz that I saw is that the Shir Shal Yom was not necessarily said by the Tamid. The Shir Shal Yom was said even later when they did the Nesachim. So we have no specific time to say the Shir Shal Yom, because it's not specifically related to Mincha, it's related to the Nesachim, and we don't have any tefillah that's corresponding to the Nesachim. My Kilkel Kilkel Avim Bashir. Ask the Gemara exactly what does it mean. It says the Mahachat Kadima, in Bavel they explain, Loyam Shir Kalikar. Because they didn't know what to do, so they skipped saying Shira. Rav Zeir Amra, Sha'amra Shir Shachol, in Tamid Shaben Abayim. That they said the Shir Shachol, since they didn't know if it's going to stay a weekday or Yontif, so they said the Shir Shachol. Amra Rav Zeir Lahav Berei. Puk Tanala. Let's go and understand what you just say. The Quint of Bnei Bavel that said that they didn't say Shira, let's understand. Heskinu Shloim Mekabel Edus Chodesh. The Brisa says that they made up that they should Mekabel the Chodesh El Kadei Shei Shos P'yoyim, only when there's enough time in the day that after we take the Edim, we accept their testimony. L'hakrif to meet them Musafim in this game to bring the Karmat Tamid and the Musaf and the Nesachim of the Musaf V'loim Mashir Shloim B'Shibish, and not make any error in the Shira. So let's understand what he says. Iyam b'shlama amashira the chol. If you're going to say that they are gonna, that they say the shir of chol, so that's what the word mistake makes sense. Hanadika shibish, they made a mistake. That instead of saying the shir of yontif, they said the shir of chol. Elo I amrit le amaklal. Even going to say that, like the B'nai Babel said, because they didn't know what to do, they didn't say anything. My shibishikar. Where's the mistake? If you didn't say, where's the mistake? Answer the Gemara, Kivin delay om klal, if they don't say anything, ain l'cha shibish gadol mizeh. That's also a mistake. A mistake is not only saying the wrong thing, not saying when you're supposed to say is also considered a mistake, and therefore this price is not a proof to either way. We don't know what the shibish was. We don't know what the mistake was. Was it that they omitted the shira, or was it that they said the wrong shira? Masra v'ach brahonam. Tamach Rosh Hashanah, the Karmat Tamid of Rosh Hashanah Karav Kilchasai was brought like every day. And like the Miches Chinuch explains, since in most years, even if Edom are going to show up on the 30th of Elul, they're not going to be there that early in the morning. So Chazal were Mesakin that Rosh Hashanah in the morning, we said the regular Shira of that day of the week. Whatever day of the week, we said that Shira. But Musaf, Ma'o Oimer, in Musaf we said, Hareinu Lekim Uzeinu, that was the Shir of Musaf, which is also going to be very important in a moment. The Shira of Thursday, but Musaf Ma'oimer Kol Hashem Yochel Midbar. Like the Torah Evan says, we didn't only say that pasuk; we said that whole kapitel. The reason we said that kapitel is because that kapitel speaks about the Kol Hashem beKabbalas Atayra, and we wanted to speak about, remind ourselves of Kabbalas Atayra on Rosh Hashanah. Now the Brisa is faced with a dilemma. Bezman shechar Rosh Hashanah liyos b'chamishi b'Shabbos. If Rosh Hashanah is on Thursday, Shashira shalai harino l'kim azenu. So what are we going to do? Are we going to say the same shira in the morning and the afternoon? What are we going to do? Says the Brisa, lo haya omer b'shachris harineinu. They didn't say in shachris this whole chapter of harineinu. Neshechayz v'kayful saperik. Because it'll come out that we're going to be repeating the exact same Shira by Musaf. Ella, Ma'u Oimer. And this is the way Rashi and the Turi Evan explained the Gemara. In the morning, they started with the second half of that kapitel. That starts, Hasiroisi Misevel Shechman. What does that mean? We start by Hasiroisi Misevel Shechman. That speaks about Yosef being taken out of captivity, which we learned earlier in the Masech to happen in Rosh Hashanah. V'mbar Edom achat Tamid Shal Shachar. If Edom came after Tamid Shal Shachar, so we don't know today's Rosh Hashanah, so what do we do in the morning? Says the Brisa, Oymer Harineinu, say the whole kapitel. If it turns out that today's Rosh Hashanah, because Edom will come, Abi Shechayzel v'kafas l'perek. So we'll say it again. In other words, the Brisa is teaching us like this. If we know Thursday morning when we bring the Karmat Tamid that today's for sure Rosh Hashanah, we say the second half of the kapitel in the morning and the whole kapitel by Musaf. If we don't know what's today going to be, we say the whole kapitel in the morning, and if it turns out to be Rosh Hashanah, we'll say it again by Musaf. Now analyzes the Gemara. Yeah, b'shlama kol eichad m'sapka, amrin and shira. If we're going to say, going back to the machlokes we began, that wherever we don't know what to do, we say the regular shira. Amrin and shira d'chol, hayin d'kama amrin v'kayfloi. That's why, if Rosh Hashanah, if it's Thursday morning, we don't know if today's going to be Rosh Hashanah or not, say the whole Shira, and then we may have to repeat it. Eli Amrit Lo Yamaklal, if we're going to follow what the B'nai Bavel teach us. The B'nai Bavel teach us that when we don't know what to do, when in doubt, say nothing, my Amrit V'kayfloi. So why, on this Thursday morning, do we say the Shira? It may turn out to be Rosh Hashanah, And we're not supposed to say the whole kapitel. We're only supposed to say half. Answer the Gemara, you can't compare the two situations. Shani Hassam, the Shir of the Yomahi. Today is Thursday. The Shir of Thursday is Haraninu. Really, that's what we should be saying. Chazal taught us that if we know for sure it's Rosh Hashanah, in order not to say this whole chapter twice, say half in the morning and the whole in the afternoon. But that doesn't mean it's not today's Shira. And that's why, when we're in doubt, we say the whole thing. In the case that we're talking about, it's talking about Mincha. Mincha of today's Rosh Hashanah, we're supposed to say the Rosh Hashanah Shira. Kol Hashem Yochel Midbar. And therefore the two situations are not similar, and we can't ask a question for one to the other. What?
The winner for today is Rav Moshe Gitzala.
Tamar de Gevart. You never heard it?
No.
I can't believe it.
No.
There's a famous in Bris, they know this one. They keep on saying.